Senator Steinborn, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Sure, you're welcome.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is what we're talking about today, and they're considering a proposal from Holtec International to build a nuclear waste storage site near Hobbs in Lea County. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell me, why do they want to store it in New Mexico?
Well, I think the proponents of, you know, the nuclear industry who want to create these jobs, they see it as an economic opportunity, frankly. And there's some boosters in southeastern New Mexico who are trying to recruit this opportunity. And they have sought out this private company called Holtec, who is a large private company. It's been around since the 80s, servicing the nuclear power industry. They have recruited them into this relationship to propose to build this interim storage facility and store it in their design casks, which are these very large cylinders that would fit on basically a rail car on one of them. And that's who's really trying to make this happen. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission would regulate this activity, and they are the ones who have received a license application and have now triggered a multi-year review process of that application. It's really important for everyone to know that that application from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is just for this facility itself and literally the confines of it. It does not include the thousands of shipments of this material and the safety issues and infrastructure involved in that or emergency preparedness. So there's just a huge amount of questions that we as citizens of the state need to be looking at beyond just the facility itself, but the transportation of this waste, which will be thousands of shipments coming in, probably on all of it on rail through all parts of New Mexico to the site.
And what kind of nuclear waste and how much exactly are we talking about?
So we're talking about the highest level nuclear waste that exists in the country. Currently, what mostly this is spent nuclear fuel from the nuclear power plants in the country, of which there's approximately 60 or 70 of them in the country that are operational right now. But there's another, you know, tens of plants that are not operational where this waste is still sitting there. So the country for years has been debating a permanent repository to put this waste, which is highly radioactive and will be for a long time. And we've been talking about a place called Yucca Mountain in Nevada, buried deep into a mountain. And that we've spent tens of billions of dollars, and that site is still not technically ready for it, has problems leaking. And the state of Nevada, the politicians, the senators for that state, and the governor are totally against it coming there. So politically, it's not a resolved issue either. So frankly, these states where this nuclear waste is sitting there next to these nuclear power plants want to get rid of it. And there are some folks in southeastern New Mexico who would like very much to be the repository of all of that waste. And so what we're talking about, literally the permitted specifications for this site being proposed in Lea County in between Carlsbad and Hobbs, would literally accommodate all the nuclear waste, all the spent nuclear fuel waste of all these power plants in the country. It would literally accommodate every bit of it. So that's what we're talking about.
And how exactly does Holtec propose to store it?
They have created these gigantic concrete casks, which are pretty big. One of them would fit on basically a rail car and weigh about 300,000 pounds. And spent nuclear fuel kind of looks like a pellet, as I understand it. And this design would basically create all these pellets and put them into rods and then create an assembly of rods that then would be encased in concrete and other materials. But they've recently had some problems with one of them in San Onofre nuclear plant in California. Several of these casks that were delivered, some of them, or at least one of them, had some floating pins that create this space where gases are there to actually cool down the waste, and they had several pins loose. So San Onofre required that they basically give them their older design cast. So that's how they're planning on doing it, is using this new cast design that they do have some out there in the country, and they want to use it for this. But it would be, we're talking about 10,000 approximately of these casts, and it's certainly on a scale that this company does not have out there on the streets by a factor of 10. But that's what they're proposing, and it would all come in through rail. So it would come in right now. The rail comes in through New Mexico, basically through all corners of the state. So that's how it would be shipped here. And unfortunately, this application with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to license this facility does not include the transportation aspect at all. It only deals with the facility. So even though my committee has asked questions, and we've asked questions of this governor and heard nothing in return, they will not tell us exactly which rail corridors this material would be coming in, through which communities it would be coming by, including Las Cruces. But I think when you look at where the nuclear waste is stored around the country, I think it's reasonable to assume that this waste will be coming in through all sides of New Mexico, through rail, to its ultimate destination, which will be in southeastern New Mexico.
And regarding those questions, you sent about a list of 60 or so to Governor Martinez's office and a number of state agencies about the safety and the logistics of the plan. No response from anyone at all?
We got one, so we did. I sent letters to six different state agencies and the Attorney General trying to get answers to all the questions about our infrastructure, state's infrastructure ability to handle these very heavy shipments that there's a question about whether or not a rail can even support it, as well as bridges, emergency preparedness at the communities it'll be going through and the points along the way. And none of these issues, by the way, are covered under this permit application, license application with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Have got one letter back from the Environment Department saying, basically, maybe we'll look into it later. So essentially have gotten zero response from the administration on any of these issues.
What are your main concerns about storing the waste and how it's transported? I know that it's in the questions that you sent, but
sure.
I guess when hearing your own words, what are your main priorities regarding the actual proposal?
Well, technical questions have been raised as to whether or not our state has the infrastructure in place, whether or not our rail is strong enough to support these 300,000-pound shipments. Certainly, if there's an accident, safety questions about what happens if there's some sort of a release or a radiological event, about what is the emergency preparedness in place, especially since we can't get information on what are the rail routes, what are the communities. Clearly, none of our communities have been spoken to by Holtec. It's important for everyone to understand that this would all be privately operated, including the shipment of it in. But there's been no communication that we've seen between this company and any of our communities. So we are certainly concerned about what happens if there's an event. We're starting to hear a lot of concerns from the oil industry because this proposed facility is right there in the heart of the Permian Basin, which folks don't know, in southeastern New Mexico, is one of the hottest, most productive oil fields in the country right now, and producing a lot of revenue for the state. What happens if there's an event near there that literally shuts down some of that activity? They're extremely concerned about that. And so that's a question for state policymakers. Do we want to encourage an activity that could threaten another industry that really is an economic breadbasket to us? And so those are kind of immediate short-term policy considerations for the state of New Mexico that my committee, that I'm the chair of, the Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee, which is a joint New Mexico State House and Senate committee, that we are tasked under law to monitor radioactive and hazardous materials issues and emergency preparedness. As the chair of that committee, I've taken that responsibility seriously, and this facility proposal is probably the biggest thing in front of us as far as a future issue that we need to deal with, and in terms of radioactive hazardous materials. So I've tried to get our arms around it. I'm not getting any help from the governor right now, frankly, but I'm very worried about that. Now, long term, the huge issue there is what happens with this waste. I mean, this is being called an interim storage facility, and by definition, it is a 40-year license. The intention is that it will eventually go back out of the state to a permanent facility, be it Yucca Mountain.
How realistic is that, though?
Well, right now it doesn't look realistic at all because the state of Nevada is totally against it. And that facility there at Yucca Mountain, even though we spent billions of dollars, is not technically ready for it. So that's a real concern, and that's, I know, been a stated concern by our U.S. senators, Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham. They're all very concerned that this waste will basically end up getting orphaned in the state of New Mexico. And, you know, for a facility that's designated to be an interim site. Now, some of the people pushing for this say, oh, great, well, then we'll just keep, they'll just keep paying us to watch this stuff. But in reality, it's not a smart thing to do to go into this venture without these questions being answered of knowing what is the end game with this waste. And if it, in fact, is an interim site, and let's just say for purposes of discussion, in only a few years, Yucca Mountain would be resolved, then would it make sense to keep this site where it is, this waste, where it's at right now, and just move it once to Yucca Mountain as opposed to move it to the state of New Mexico only to then have to move it out? So there's a lot of big policy questions about the future of this waste, and that, again, to go into this, including all the infrastructure security issues in the state, without having any of the answers to these questions up front, it just feels a little bit insane to be proceeding into this, saying, sure, let's approve a plant and then figure out all this after the fact.
As the chair of the state legislature's Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee, what response have you seen from residents in both counties that are going to be, that are right at the heart of this, Eddie and Leah, at the public meetings that you've been to about this?
Well, you know, we're having a hearing Thursday this week, and we're having a hearing there specifically to hear from residents in those communities. But we've had one, our first meeting, we focused on this issue as well, which was in Santa Fe. As always, the first interim committee meetings are held in Santa Fe. And we heard from oil companies that came up. We heard from dairy folks in the dairy industry. So we're hearing plenty of concern, but there's also some support, and certainly some of the political leaders in those communities are comfortable with kind of the nuclear waste issue because of the WIT plant, which is very different, but we handle low-level nuclear waste at the Department of Energy facility called the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, and there's also a uranium enrichment facility in that area. So they're very comfortable with this whole kind of economic development cluster, and this is, as some of them see it, the latest kind of economic opportunity.
And is there an environmental impact study that's currently being conducted?
Yeah, so that'll be part of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's process, is that they will do an environmental assessment of, again, just the facility itself, and that's expected to take at least a year or so. The whole licensing process is expected to take only a couple years, which for the federal government is pretty fast. And it's possible that if approved, Holtec, the company, has said that this facility could be built literally as soon as 2021. So we're not talking about something well off in the future. This is something kind of upon us now.
How many jobs would a facility like this bring? And are those jobs, are they worth the potential risk to the environment that this possibly poses?
Well, there'd be certainly, I mean, this would be allegedly a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar facility because of the cost of bringing in 10,000 shipments and all these casts. And so it would involve some jobs building it. And then, as I understand their latest estimates, less than 100 to run it. So those are really your long-term jobs. But is it worth the risk? Well, you know, it depends who you ask, I suppose. What I worry about for our state in this is the worst-case scenario is not managing this with rose-colored glasses, saying nothing will ever happen. Because I think the reality is everything that you build will eventually have a malfunction. And nothing is error-free. And so what I worry about is what happens when something does go wrong, inevitably. And we've seen the same thing in WIP. You know, it's buried a mile underground in a salt cavern managed by the Department of Energy. And you had a human error, mispackage one of those drums, and boom. It literally cost us $1 billion. People were exposed. Fortunately, then there was a fire truck underground. Happened on Valentine's Day. So, you know, imagine bringing 10,000 of these things. And again, in San Onofre, they just had a drum that was, there was a malfunction and they had a loose pin. And so the design, so they can tell you, oh, well, nothing will ever happen. It's perfect. It will withstand any kind of thing. But the
and
reality
that's exactly
is
what's stated on their website as well.
Yeah, there are things that happen that you don't count on. The perfect storm of error, accident, human error. And I mean, we've all been around long enough to know that that's just a part of life. And so that's what I worry about. And when that happens, depending upon the damage that occurs, when and if that were to occur, then we get to decide, gee, was it worth it this whole time? So it's there's a lot at stake for us as a state in terms of human safety, in terms of our reputation as a state, certainly the economic development, quality of life of people living in that region that could have this as a neighbor maybe forever. They're great questions to ask, and probably different people have different comfort levels. But I think at a minimum, we as citizens of the state and myself personally, I want answers to the fundamental questions about our infrastructure, about our security, about having some answers about the long-term end game of this waste. And we should, at a minimum, have answers to those questions before we proceed down this path.
And so the public comment period for this, it ends July 30th, correct?
Yes.
Not the 31st, the 30th.
Right.
You have a meeting in Hobbs on July the 19th.
Correct.
What do you hope to get out of that meeting, and what's next after the comment period is over?
Well, and I'll also tell you the city of Las Cruces is considering a resolution on July 23rd at their meeting. And many cities around the state, or a handful, have passed resolutions opposing the transportation of waste. And I think the city of Las Cruces has concerns as well. You know, I just want to educate people first and foremost. I feel like it's my job to make sure people are aware that this is being proposed to our state, to understand the differences in this facility than the low-level radioactive waste. You know, this is an above-ground facility. That is a below-ground and a salt cavern managed by the Department of Energy. This is a private company. A lot of differences. I just want to educate people. So certainly we're looking to hear from residents of the community where it'll be located. And then I'm trying to just get the facts. I'm trying to make sure that our state are looking at all these issues and that we can fight this if that's the right thing to do. And I definitely am very dubious about this. And I have intentionally, as the chair of the committee, maintained just a fact-finding mode until this next hearing. But I think, you know, we should people should be armed with the facts so that they can, as a citizen, either choose to fight it, support it. But regardless, we should, as a state, make sure we're protected. Because this is dangerous business, and this highly radioactive waste, if someone is impacted by it, irradiated, whatever, it absolutely is lethal. So we owe it to our citizens to make sure that we're protected from worst-case scenarios, not best-case scenarios, but worst-case scenarios.
Senator Steinborn, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.